News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In the wake of the brutal stabbing death of a young Ukrainian refugee in a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina, many Americans are asking themselves why God lets bad things happen to good people. We put that question to Pastor Rob Pacienza, CEO of Coral Ridge Ministries in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I think we rightfully weep with those who weep and we mourn with those who mourn. Even Jesus himself, who was the perfect Son of God, even he wept in the face of death. And so we comfort people with truth, the truth of the gospel, but we comfort people also with our tears, letting them know that our hearts are broken at the reality of such grievous sin and heinous acts like we saw in North Carolina.
The accused murderer in Charlotte has prompted nationwide outrage because at the time he was back on the street after previously being arrested 14 times. Israel launched a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar as they considered a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports.
Many of Hamas's leaders have been based in Qatar throughout the war. The attack already is having repercussions across the region. Qatar has served as a key mediator between Israel and Hamas throughout a nearly two-year war. It has angrily condemned the attack on its soil, and it's not known whether Qatar will continue in its mediation role. Israel, for the time being, is giving few additional details about the strike, but officials have confirmed that the U.S. knew about the attack ahead of time.
Qatar, which has served as a key mediator between Israel and Hamas, condemned the flagrant violation of all international laws and norms as smoke rose over its capital of Doha. On Wall Street, the Dow by 196 points. This is SRN News. On Tuesday evening, September 16th, the organization American Friends of Magen David Adom will gather in New York City for their annual gala. The event will raise funds for MDA, Israel's National Emergency Services System, transporting over 1 million patients annually. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, sits on the group's national board of directors.
We know as Christians, no greater thing that you can do than to lay your life down for another. They put themselves into harm's way. It's not like just going to a car accident or going to a house fire. They are often going into active combat zones, whether it would be an act of terrorism. They don't know if there's a second bomb there or a second shooter or whatever. They're going into those in order to help and rescue people.
More on how MDA delivers disaster relief can be found at savinglivesinisrael.org. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Cracker Barrel is making another U-turn. It's suspending plans to remodel its restaurants after criticism from many longtime fans. The announcement came 2 weeks after the restaurant chain backtracked on a separate plan to modernize and simplify its logo. The housing market is becoming more buyer-friendly after years of sharply rising prices. Prices are down or rising slowly, especially in the South and West. However, only 28% of homes are within reach of median income buyers. Ford is recalling almost 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. because of problems with the rearview camera. Stocks closed at record highs on Wall Street despite new jobs numbers. The Dow Industrials added 196 points, the NASDAQ was up 81, and the S&P 500 gained 17. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com.